Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Dylan Snyder. Bob, thanks for 15 great years of service to us and to your steadfast, abiding support of all the things that we do here. We appreciate it very much.
Jim, it's wonderful to be on one of the most important broadcasts in the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. Dylan Snyder Group, ladies and gentlemen, is the name of his company. DylanSnyder.com is the website, and of course, Bob's. I got a stack of books here. I had to have a wheelbarrow to carry all of them in here. They're all great books, very thoughtful books that you'll benefit from when you find them. Bob, you brought up the presidential election, and I think you're right. I think the last election had a big impact on the future of America. And we now see the wages of that election. The next election is going to be another momentous decision that America will make. What do you think? What are your thoughts about the people running right now?
My thoughts are there are too many people running, and it's confusing for the electorate. I think the American electorate is opposed to politicians. It's one of the reasons Donald Trump is getting the success he's had. And I think everybody's wondering what's going to happen. It's a long time between now and the next November, and we'll have to see what shakes out. But the stakes are so high. It's everything from terrorism, which we've been talking about, to the infrastructure of the United States, to the tax policy, the generation of the middle class, helping people who are impoverished, dealing with immigration. The issues are huge.
Well, I agree with you. Now, do you know Donald Trump?
Yes, I do know Trump.
I suspected you did. Well, are you surprised at his ascendancy?
No, and I think if Donald is around for 60 to 90 days more, he's going to be the serious candidate that everybody's going to have to test.
What would derail him? He's already. I always thought that his mouth would derail him. Meaning, you know, he's not very disciplined when it comes to as smart as he is. When it comes to commenting on things. He's not very disciplined. He says things, and I thought that when he said McCain wasn't a hero, I thought that would be the end of it, but he seems to not be able to say anything that disrupts his momentum.
He's going to have a hard time. It'll be really interesting to see the debate on the 16th of this month, but he's done a lot of bad deals, and he's hurt a lot of people, and he's had a terrible record in the military. All of those things are going to come out. We're just at the early moments of his candidacy.
Mm-hmm. So who is the best person to take him on to who can actually put everything together to take on Trump and maybe, you know, maybe at least be get on par with him?
Probably somebody who's not in the race yet.
Really?
Mike Bloomberg is that person.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
On the Republican side?
Absolutely.
Bloomberg could never get elected as a Republican.
I don't think Bloomberg.
Republicans would stay home in droves if Bloomberg ran for president.
But I think that Bloomberg could take Trump on.
Well, he might be able to do that.
Yeah,
but of the people that are in charge, are you saying no one currently on the dais could take him on?
I think a lot of people have tried. I think Jeb Bush has made some positive strides in that regard, but it needs to be supported by people like Kasich and Rubio and many others.
So are you surprised that Bush isn't more animated and more passionate than he is? I was surprised about that.
I think his handlers have said to him, Deb, it's 15 months to go between now and the election. Don't use all your bullets right
Pace
now.
Pace yourself, huh?
That's what's taking
very,
place
very
right
interesting.
Now.
Let's move
He's
over to
be very active later
let's
on.
Move over to the other side. Is Hillary? We all know that Hillary's her own worst enemy. Is she going to take herself down? Are these investigations going to take her down, or will she want to be the nominee?
Well, it's going to be a real test to the FBI. Is the FBI going to come out, and will she be indicted? If she's indicted, she's not going to be the nominee.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think will happen?
If she's not indicted, I think she'll be the nominee, and I think it'll be a very tough race.
If she is indictable, if she's done something, if the government's determined that she's done something that's indictable, will they indict her?
I think they will. I think the head of the FBI, James Comey, is a good guy, and I think he'll take the right steps. But that's the big question.
But this has never happened before in America, has it?
Never happened before. We've never elected a person who's been indicted to be
a leading candidate of a political party under investigation and potentially being indicted. This is new ground, isn't it?
It's brand new ground. It's not going to happen.
Isn't this a test of America, the future of America, what's coming up in the next few months?
It is, and that's why I say I think that we'll have a Republican if Mrs. Clinton is indicted.
Yeah,
if she's not indicted, it's going to be a real horse race.
Wow, well, I'm glad to hear your thoughts on that. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Always great to be on the show, Jim. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Dylan Snyder, a great American, someone we admire around here very much. I always like getting his perspective. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.